Hey, Don, did you go to camp as a kid?
Sure, good old camp at Winnehongatuka.
And were you ever homesick?
I guess so. I'm sure that at first I missed being away from home a bit, but I must have gotten over it because I liked camp.
Sure, that's the case with most kids. But did you know that for some kids, and even some young adults going away to college, homesickness can be a debilitating problem?
Really?
Yep. Especially if you've never been away from home before, that first time can be an ordeal. For some kids, it's almost like a form of depression. They stay in bed, lose sleep, stop eating regular meals, and pine for home so much that they basically shut down.
That sounds terrible. So what can parents do to help prevent this?
A recent report lays out some guidelines. First, you should give your kids practice in being away from home, like spending the night at a friend's house or staying with grandparents. And it's important to never offer or agree to pick up kids before the visit is supposed to end. Kids have to know that mom and dad can't rescue them the moment they start feeling homesick. And most importantly, parents should involve kids in the planning. Discuss exactly how long they're going to be at camp or school or whatever, and that it's normal to miss home and family.
Well, doing that cure homesickness.
Cure probably isn't the right word, but discussing things and setting out some rules can give kids useful ways to deal with missing home.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from James Farmer in Applied Health Science.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.